Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. This is your host, Eric Heckman. And I'd like to just start off, if you would like to text us any questions or any comments, or you can just give us a call. The phone number here is 408-297-9800. Again, it's 408-297-9800. And also, I wanted to mention that later in the show, we'll be having Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgage, and we'll be talking about some mortgage issues. It's really a big item right now, of course, with the new tax laws. But first, let's get into the show here. So today, we're going to be talking about simplifying your retirement plan. Now, for most of us, we've been spending our lifetime stashing money away and, you know, putting that money into some place, right? Either 401k or IRAs, but lots of times it ends up being a little bit messy, a little bit all over the place, especially when you change jobs. So, you know, there's ways that you can make things a little bit simpler, a little bit easier, and really try to simplify your retirement approach and probably leave you with a better handle on your money. So, you know, some of the first things almost anytime we're working with somebody on is consolidating accounts and, you know, just getting those put back together. Reevaluate investment positions, simplifying estate plans. By following a few simple steps that we'll talk a little bit more later in detail, we're going to make things a lot simpler for you. So many retirees, they don't have the time or inclination to dedicate themselves to really learning about financial matters. And of course, there's way too many investment options and how they work. For most of us who don't have that time or don't want to spend the time just because we don't like to, I've got a lot of people I know that are like that, really educating ourselves on multiple financial topics and the varied investment options gets to be pretty tough. So especially if it's something you don't want to learn, right? I mean, we all know about those classes that we had to take that we didn't want to do. For me, it was definitely calculus in college. That was when I realized I only want to do numbers and not all the crazier concepts. So really when you're talking about educating yourself, then you're having to rely lots of times on vices of, you know, financial advisors or stockbrokers, and really what they should be doing is trying to educate you and try to keep things simple. But often that's not really the way things work. So, you know, when you're transitioning from the world of work into the world of retirement, it can generate a lot of stress. It would almost be impossible not to feel a little stress. Our ways of thinking about money change, and of course they go way beyond just money. You know, you have to think about now investing that money, how you're going to get income from it, how to save it, how to pass it on. And, you know, those are just a couple areas of stress. So, you know, a couple other things that can lead to anxiety is, you know, cost of living. How does that go up over time, right? How are you going to start having more money as you get older and things get more expensive? I mean, just think about, you know, housing prices 20 years ago or even 10 years ago and now. I mean, we'd almost think it's crazy that some of the numbers that we pay now and, you know, run that out another 10 or 20 years in the future and everything's going to be more expensive. Then also, of course, rising taxes and healthcare costs. I mean, taxes, the part that I always find amazing that people don't believe me until they actually do it is taxes in retirement are way more complicated than they ever were when you're working. And if you really think about it, it kind of makes sense when you're working, especially if you're just a W-2 employee. There's not much you can do about your taxes. It's, you know, pay them and figure out how much you owe, and that's about it. There's not too many different things because as long as you're getting that income from that employer, you're going to be paying tax on it. When you have retirement money, you could be talking about non-qualified normal money, so like investments or money in the bank. You could be talking about IRAs. You could talk about Roth. There's all these different buckets of money, Social Security, maybe pensions. All these different things that are coming. And so that all have different tax ramifications and different ways to really look at your taxes. So that's one of the things that you have to be really paying attention to. And then really making decisions that really how to live and, you know, retire comfortably and, you know, not go too crazy one way or the other. So sometimes people just refuse to spend money. I mean, I just had a client that her mom unfortunately passed away, and right before her mom got ill, about the last year of her life, you know, the whole time they'd been begging her to go do stuff. And all she wanted to do is make sure there was enough there for her kids. And yeah, her two daughters are going to be doing great financially now, but she didn't live her life. And that's what they really wanted her to do more. So, you know, that's these things that we have to kind of all balance out. So really what we try to do is really go over all those types of issues and really try to figure out what's the best way to simplify these things and really kind of come up with a cohesive plan. You know, also one thing I shouldn't be mentioning is next month we're going to be doing some talks on the new tax law. It's going to be a little tough because we don't know when it'll be passed. So we're shooting for December 14th. And so you can go to wealthcreator.com and look on the events page. So again, wealthcreator.com and look for events. And we'll have that schedule up there. We'll at least be talking about it in general, what kind of things you should be doing today, what types of things you know you need to do before 2017 ends, assuming we get the rules of the game that we're playing first, which would be nice. And so assuming we get this all done and assuming we have that all in place, or at least most of it in place, you know, then at least we'll know what rules we're playing with and, you know, what things to do, because there is definitely some action you need to take before the year end. So again, you can either go to our website, wealthcreator.com, or you can just pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, and we're talking about how to simplify your retirement today. So, you know, some of the top things that I often hear that retirees are really concerned about, and when people are, you know, meeting us here in our office, you know, there's some things. Of course, the biggest one is, hands down, you know, we're concerned about running out of our money someday. And that's obviously a big, big one. So, you know, there are also, of course, a lot of people are saying to me, hey, you know, we haven't saved enough. What do we do? Do we double down? Do we take way more risk, or what should we do? You know, now they're worried about, you know, they're just not prepared for the right way of, you know, structuring things. A lot of them are worried about the stock market, especially with it being in record highs, constantly record highs. We're at one of the most expensive levels of the market in all of stock market history. So, you know, there's a lot to be concerned there. And then, of course, a lot of people worry about, you know, the economy, inflation, obviously politics, taxes, all these different things. So, you know, how do people really kind of balance their own life with all these concerns? And, you know, chances are that, you know, we all have these concerns. I mean, really, they're all going to be there at some point in that retirement journey that you're on. So what you have to do is, you know, for that reason, we have to not focus as much on just what investments to buy or what assets, but really it's more about having an overall plan. And that's really where it comes down to, is, you know, looking at everything you've got going and making sure that plan is on track. And so that's one of the issues that I find a lot of people are doing, is they're thinking about retirement. They're trying to do all these different things, yet they're not really kind of going back to the basics. So, you know, if you think about it, the first thing that you want to do is, if you had that, you know, maybe you've always wanted to have that mountain cabin and you found that perfect piece of land. Well, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to have to figure out what you're going to build there, right? So you're going to have to talk to an architect. The architect's going to draw up some plans, and then, you know, either county or city or whatever, whoever you have to go through to get them all approved. So you have to do all that process, especially in retirement. It gets really complicated because of all the different types of taxable items you can have. And then once you've done that, that's when you can kind of go back into looking at how it all works together, the income plan, the investments and taxes. You want to throw in healthcare provisions in there and legacy. And that's the 5 points of the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. And that's something we can do for you and your family. If you wanted to come in for a visit, well, all we do is we sit down, we kind of go over where you're at right now, what things you're trying to achieve, what's the goals. If that's something you'd like to take advantage of, all you have to be is one of the first 10 callers today. And there's no obligation, no cost at all. Pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can find us online at wealthcreator.com. With that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, and you're listening to the topic of simplifying your retirement plan. And so really what we're trying to do here is focus on the big picture, not just merely returns. So one of the first places to start is really trying to see not just investment returns, but look at things like taxes, inflation, income, legacy planning. I mean, really all these things that you need to kind of combine. And yeah, most of us have a different day job. Obviously, for me, I actually do this full time. But for most of you listening, yeah, you're going to be doing something else differently every day. And so it's hard to spend all this time obsessing about retirement things and investment returns and how the tax laws are going to change things and how is that going to affect the stock market and investments and real estate and all these different issues. So really what we're trying to do is, you know, really focus the time that you spend on your financial life is really trying to get more on the big picture things. So really looking at, okay, here's where everything's going. Here's where I'm headed. You know, what things should I be changing? And that's the first step is really just trying to focus on those big items. So obviously taking charge of things that you can control. So some things you can control are, you know, how much you're withdrawing to put into, you know, different investments. How much are you putting into your 401k? How much are you putting into your Roth or your IRA? All those things are things, obviously, that you can control. The other part, of course, is the flip side of that is spending, right? You can figure out how much you're going to be spending. You know, are you really using some sort of budget? Now, I find a lot of people really hate budgeting. And so one way you can fix that is we've got a thing called a wealth coordination account. It's a very simple process. It's something if you want to just shoot us a text or you know, go on our website and ask for information. You can just ask for the wealth coordination account. And really all this is it's a 2-page document where just one's just instructions. The other one is just really an Excel spreadsheet. And what you can do is look at how your variable costs are and your fixed. And so really it's more about let's have one account take care of all your fixed costs, have another one do your variable costs. And it's a way to kind of a roundabout way to do a budget without getting super nitty gritty in terms of the details. So, you know, if that's something you like, all you have to do is pick the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com. And just hit the contact us page. So one of the things beyond that is also looking at your risk tolerance. So how much risk are you taking and are you comfortable with that? And do you even know? I mean, you know, you might feel like you're flying down the freeway in your car, but turns out you're actually attached to the roof rack and you're not inside the car. Both of them get you down the freeway, but very, very, very different experiences. The sad part is a lot of people aren't going to know this until the market changes, until things happen. And so that's one of the things you want to know too is, you know, what is that stress test on your portfolio? What's going to be happening if things do change down the road? So one of the things you could be looking at is consolidate your holdings. I mean, that's one of the really, really big things that I think a lot of us get kind of caught up on and get messed up on is, you know, if you have one job and you've been there for a couple of years and you change a couple of years later and again, you know, I've had people, I think my record is 9 IRAs that somebody had from, you know, 9 different jobs. I didn't even need to see her resume. It was on all of her, you know, retirement plans, you know, so 401k here, 401k here, or here, here. You know, it was kind of crazy. How can you watch all that? There's no way, you know. So one of the best things to do is every time you leave your job, roll that over to an IRA. IRAs give you so many places that you invest. If you roll it into your new 401k, the problem is then you're stuck with whatever company options they give you. That could be good, could be bad, could be good now and they change it. And then lots of times you're stuck. So, you know, that's one of the things we really want to look at is how to consolidate those holdings, how to get things a little bit more organized. And then you can really see your overall picture a lot better. And, you know, so one of the things, of course, is you know, combining those old 401ks or 403bs, 457s, all those things, you know, usually you want to roll those into an IRA. You know, you can also do some of the same stuff with your after-tax accounts. If you've got, you know, maybe you're at one company and they had a E-Trade for your stock account, but you've got some at Fidelity or, you know, wherever they are, you know, combine all those accounts into one. If you are married and you have a trust, then you definitely want to put those all in that, or at least put them in a joint account. You know, if you're single, then, you know, maybe you want to get a trust. So that way, make sure somebody takes care of those assets after you're gone. So again, just coordinating all those and getting them a little bit more organized is going to, you know, really make your overall planning a lot better. And, you know, so that's one way to at least take advantage of one way to simplify your life and at least get things, first of all, just less paper, less junk, and less places to log into. So again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And if you need to get a hold of us, it's 408-297-9800, or you can go to wealthcreator.com. So we'll be talking about how to simplify your retirement plan. And, you know, the next one would be diversifying. And obviously, we all know about we should diversify, but what types of diversification is there really? So lots of times people kind of just only think about, you know, large cap, small cap, that type of stuff. So you're talking about really diversifying your investments, but you really should be talking about different types of accounts also. You know, in terms of just not just mutual funds or exchange traded funds, those are one area, but also what types of money do you have? So when we're talking about diversification, we're talking about really two different ways to go. So one is obviously when you're talking about your stuff that's in the stock market, yeah, you want to have asset class investing. So asset class investing, what that is that's talking about how much should you have in small versus large, how much in growth versus value, those types of things, international, small, and large, and all these areas. So really what you want to be doing is, you know, most people are hung up right now on a lot of this index investing because indexing seems like this decade it's been doing well. It did horrible the last decade. Really, it was more about asset class. And if you look at all the studies, look at academic science, really the asset class investing is the only way to go. And so what we're talking about there is having a little bit of money in all these different types of assets. Obviously, having the right percentages is the tougher part, and then rebalancing that. So what we want to do is we want to move that money into all those different spots, and we want to, you know, focus on that first in terms of your investments, but also in terms of diversification. The other type is what types of money. So there's three main types that we always talk about. One is foundational money. So this is money that you cannot lose. So there's only three places you cannot lose your money in. One is obviously the bank, and the bank really doesn't guarantee it. It's really the federal government's guaranteeing it. So that's who's really, you know, protecting your money, the taxpayer. And then the second one is obviously the U.S. government themselves by owning bonds. And then the third one's insurance companies. So with insurance companies, you got to make sure when we're talking about stuff that's foundational, that's stuff that's guaranteed principal, not just has some benefits or has some guarantees. So if you're talking about variable annuities, by no means are those guaranteed principal. So, you know, when we're talking about the insurance company stuff, that'd be fixed types of assets. You know, so they'll be either fixed annuities or fixed life insurance or things like that, or indexed. You'll hear that used a lot too. So, you know, what we're talking about though is having some of that money in that foundational stuff. So you want to have, of course, that emergency fund, that 3 to 6 months of, you know, spending that you need just in case whatever happens. But beyond that, you need to have some money that's guaranteed, because especially when you hit retirement, you cannot just not be retired. I mean, there's enough of my clients that are over 60 that have such a tough time getting a job in this valley, because we don't like to talk about it, but there's definitely some age bias, or a lot of age bias in this valley. So one of the things we want to do is, you know, look at how's your money allocated in terms of guaranteed money, in terms of investment money, and then the in-between one is the steady income money. And this is stuff like, you know, sometimes they're loan funds or real estate funds or other things that are paying 5, 6, 7% every single month. And the reason why you want those assets is obviously in retirement, you want that steady income coming in no matter how values are going, if they're going up or down or sideways, whatever, at least you still have that income coming in every month. But the problem is so many people retire on 100% stocks and bonds. And then when that market goes south, the whole retirement goes south. So That's why when you get close to retirement, you really need to shift around these assets. And it may sound like it's almost more complicated, but it is actually simpler in a lot of ways, because now you've got each one doing a certain job, and you know what job that should be doing. So, if that's something you'd like for you and your family, all you have to do is, pick up the phone, call or text, 408-297-9800. We have a nice visit where we just look at what you got going now, find out what you're trying to achieve, your goals. And then the next meeting is when we get down to, here's where you're actually going. Here's the path you're on. Here's the risk that you have. Here's a stress test on your portfolio. Here's what things are going to look like going forward. And here's some issues. Here's some things that you might need to fix, some things that you might want to change, some areas of concern. And then it's up to you if you want to take action or not. So that's something we'd like to do for you and your family. So if you'd like to pick up the phone, all you have to do is call or text 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. If you want that blueprint to worry less wealth for you, no cost, no obligation, again, call or text 408-297-9800 or go online to wealthcreator.com. With that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman talking about simplifying your retirement. So that's the subject for today. And really the next part I wanted to cover was how to develop an income withdrawal strategy. And so for most of us, we're putting money away, but we kind of never think about how it comes back out, right? So you're just kind of building up this nest egg, but at some point you got to turn that income stream on. You got to start sending that to you versus sending it to your investment places. So that's one of the things that you can't just randomly start taking money out whenever you need it, because that could really spell trouble later on if you mess that up. So, one of the things that you want to do is set up, really there's two ways to do it. One is you can have a goal base where you say, okay, I've got so much money, but really the best way to do it is say, hey, I want this floor of income. So one would be the old 4% rule where, you've got $1 million saved up and you can take out 40 grand a year, and hopefully that increases it with inflation, and you hope that you make it. It's kind of like the pilot getting on, when you just first board the plane and you've got a 70% chance of making it to our destination. It's like, whoa, no, I want off. So what we want to do is avoid that. So really what we try to implement more with the withdrawal strategy is first saying, okay, let's have some floor of income. Let's have some baseline. Now, most people, of course, always that the first thing is Social Security that you're going to have. This, you might be lucky enough to have a pension, but most of us don't. So then what we want to look at is when you're taking that money out, how do you have a floor of income beyond just that Social Security? So if you could have another $1,000, $2,000 a month guaranteed for the rest of your life, that puts a lot less pressure on those investment assets. And so that's what we really try to develop, is having some guaranteed money that's going to pay for the rest of your life. Then that's coming from foundational type of assets. Then the next part would be having some steady income money. These are things that are paying 5, 6, 7%. Now, they're not guaranteed, but they're paying nice money every quarter or every month, ideally. And so, again, that's some more revenue coming in. And then lastly, that's where you have the rest of your investments. And so this makes it a lot easier to plan, makes it a lot easier to keep going that budget. And, so the next part would be, what is that budget? How much are you going to have? Now, I always ask people, anytime we're doing seminars or talks, that say, okay, how much are you spend on the weekend compared to the rest of the week? And most people, it's typically half your money you spend on the weekend and half you spend it on the other 5 days of the week. So imagine now you got 7 days a weekend. Can you imagine yourself spending a little bit more, going out a few more times, going to do more fun stuff? And especially if you built up this bucket list over 20, 30, 40 years of all these things you want to do, these places you want to see. I mean, I'm sure you've got some friends on Facebook or social media posts that they're all over the place and retirement, having fun. And that's what you want to be doing, right? I mean, that's the goal for retirement. So, okay, how do you make sure that you can do this? So first and foremost, obviously, you want to budget for the normal monthly months. So not, you know, something like we're adding vacations this month or we're doing this month. So you just want to have a standard monthly budget. Then what you want to do is throw into that budget whatever you think you're going to be spending extra on all that fun stuff. So is that 10,000 of trips and maybe 5,000 of golf or, you know, whatever that is. So what we want to do is add that back into the budget, but throw that into maybe as a monthly figure or something, but at least have that accounted for. And obviously you also then want this all to increase over time because things are going to get more expensive as time goes on. So that's one of the first things you want to do is have that magic number. What is that number that you need to have throughout retirement? And so that's one of the first things we want to do is figure out, okay, when we're developing that income plan, what is that number we need every month? Because we can develop an income plan, but if the income is for, say, $3,000 and you need $8,000 to live on, well, that's obviously not going to be much of a plan. So, yeah, we want those two things to match, obviously. And so the next part would be then figuring out the investment strategy based on that income plan. So that's really the biggest key, I think, that most people mess up is they're all about investments. And a lot of it's because you're forced to. I mean, you know, you get your first job and here's a 401k and start investing. You know, it didn't used to be that way. It used to be you put money in the bank. You start building up, you know, your assets first and then start investing. Now we're kind of forced to do it the other way just because if we don't have a profit sharing or pension plan, we just have a 401k. So, you know, that's really what we need to be looking at is figuring out, okay, how's that income going to work? And then figure out the investments from there. Now, one of the things also you got to look at is taxes. You know, how are taxes going to play into this? When you're talking about taxes, I mean, and that's one of the things we're going to be talking about next month because with this all this new tax law, we're hoping that we're going to have the tax law written into law, actually, before we have these talks. But right now we've got one set for December 14th at noon in downtown San Jose. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to learn a little bit more about, we can definitely, you know, talk a little bit more about that. I might also be setting up some webinars because of the timing of this. So definitely stay tuned for all of those types of issues. And the best way to find out all the data about when we're going to have these alerts and when we're going to set up these talks will be going to our website at wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com and go to the events page. Also, Janine from my office will, you know, be able to put you on a list of getting all the latest and greatest of all these different things that are going to be happening with this tax law and when they're actually kind of voted in. If that's something that you'd like to be a part of also and find out more about these events of the 14th or any possible webinars if it gets later, then you can also give us a call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. Getting back to how to simplify your retirement. A lot of things are complicated, and the other one that stresses out a lot of people amazingly is actually the mail. You know, just getting so many statements, so much junk. You know, it's a lot of it's required. I mean, it's horrible. The SEC and the state regulators, you know, they make us have this thing called an ADV, which tells you all about a registered investment advisor and tells you, you know, what if there's any disclosure issues, had they have any problems in the past, what their conflicts of interest are. You know, which is all great, and they've tried to make it a little bit more plain language, but then they make you give, you know, privacy statements, all these other things, and of course, whatever investments you get, prospectuses, and So you start adding this all up and you end up with hundreds and hundreds of documents. So most of that stuff people just blow off, or they don't know what to do with, how long to keep these statements. Yeah, so one thing you can do is definitely going paperless isn't a bad way to go. You know, you can always get back online and get those statements, and that'll at least, you know, lower down the traffic you got in your mailbox. You know, the other thing too is, you know, one of the things that we use for all of our clients is we have a thing called the Wealth Portal. And it's one place where you can have all your financial accounts coordinated into one account. Now, there's some different companies out there that do this too. Most of them advertise and try to sell you stuff. You know, for us and for our clients, obviously, we're not doing that. We've got this service that we just provide for them. But, you know, if you're using one of these places, the nice thing is I find most couples, one person in the couple does most of the financial stuff, and then the other one sometimes is involved, but sometimes could care less. And the problem is, though, of course, if you're both working and you both have IRAs and you both have 401ks, the IRAs and 401ks are always individual. And so, you know, that's one of the things that I would definitely look at is, you know, figuring out how to do all this, how to coordinate that. And one of the things that we offer for any listeners today, if you're one of the first 10 callers, what we do is we help you actually create the blueprint to worry less wealth. Now, this blueprint's a real simple document. It's 9 pages long, typically. And what we're going to do is we're going to go over everything that's in your financial plan. So we're going to first and foremost create that income plan for you. And then we're going to look at healthcare and legacy issues. We're going to wrap up all 5 of those areas into that blueprint to worry less wealth. So again, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. If you want to be your financial hero, call or text 408-297-9800 or go online to wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. We'll be right back with Drew Frampton with O2 Mortgage. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio.
I've never felt better about our prospects for retirement. In one day, Heckman Financial taught us more about our retirement accounts than I ever believed possible. It feels great. After working with us to clarify our individual goals, they built a custom investment strategy for us that laid a smooth path to retirement. Their team of financial experts looked at every angle, legal, tax, investment, accounting, insurance. Then they used a tool called the Riskalyzer to develop a risk tolerance number for us, kind of like a speed limit. When they finished, we understood exactly how to reach our retirement goals. Eric Heckman showed us what we need to do to retire comfortably. Their blueprint to worry less wealth process put everything on one single page. My wife loved that. See what the team at Heckman Financial can do for you. 408-297-9800. Call or text 408-297-9800 or visit wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. I've got my monthly contributor here talking about mortgages with Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgage. Great to have you, Drew.
Good to be here, Eric.
You know, when people are talking about mortgages, you know, sometimes like you get that and you get some stupid servicing company just because I have an issue with mine after I had my house flooded and they hold the insurance payments and this company that services mine's awful. And so why do they, you know, why do mortgages like sell off the servicing or sell the loans, or maybe tell us a little bit about how that happens and why should we care? you know, how does that affect us other than figuring out where to send your payments?
Yeah. I mean, should you care? I don't know. but if you are a homeowner and you do have a mortgage on your loan or on your home, then you are dealing with a handful of different people that you probably might even think they're all the same. So just to be aware, you know, obviously, the borrower is the person who borrows the money. They're the genesis of this whole thing. They borrow this money. They work usually with somebody like me, a loan officer. They go by many different names, but they educate you and eventually advise you on the mortgage that you're going to obtain. And they, what we call in the industry, originate the loan, right? So they're the ones that actually sell it and it's packaged up. We close on the home, close on the refi, and you start making your payments. That payment usually goes to a mortgage company, right? So a mortgage company is the one that lends out that money. They go by lots of different names, but they're the ones that are you're usually making the payments to. A lot of times, though, either I don't know if this has happened to you, but I know my very first mortgage payment on my home was made to the people that originated it, which is technically me. And then it was transferred to somebody else. And that's who I've now made my payments to for the last 5 years or so. Right. And that person's called a servicer, like you said.
Right.
And think of them as almost like a superintendent, right? They don't own it, actually. A lot of times they're just the ones that are taking the payments, answering calls, a lot of times paying the mortgage and insurance if you have an impound or escrow account.
More like a property manager, maybe.
Yeah. Like right? Yeah, exactly. So they're managing this mortgage for you, right? If you want to know, hey, I want to pay off this mortgage, how much do I owe you? They're going to get that information to you. But they don't actually own the paper, own that loan. They're just managing it. A lot of times there's another individual or another entity called the aggregators. You might have heard maybe Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. And they're the ones that have backed a lot of the industry and said, okay, we think that good mortgages look like this. And if they look like this, we're going to guarantee them to a certain extent for investors, right? And then lastly, there's the actual market itself. And the thing about this is the aggregators bundle all these up and then they sell them off to the secondary market, you know, Wall Street, as most people probably understand it to be. And that's where these large investors buy these big pools. You know, sometimes you've heard mortgage-backed securities. It's basically hundreds and hundreds of loans that are all bundled up into one investment. You buy into that investment, and now you've spread your money over lots of different loans rather than just one loan. Now, why does this matter? Well, a lot of people actually have their money in mortgage-backed securities, and a lot of times they don't even know it. It circles right back to the borrower again. But understanding how all of this works will go into play for you because, you know, one, you're going to be dealing with at least the loan officer, the mortgage company, and the servicer, but understanding just the decisions that they make in arriving to what they're going to charge you in interest rate, understanding, you know, how all of that works will give you the knowledge to shop, knowledge, just be an informed consumer.
Okay. And so, I mean, how does that play into decisions? I mean, like, you know, if you're going to, you know, one of these phone numbers that people or ads on the radio where people say, hey, just call us and we're, you know, in essence, a virtual loan officer. Yeah. Or you're going into a bank branch and of course, they're only going to have whatever loan deals they have. They're not going to be able to shop it around, or somebody like you who can actually shop multiple companies and you know, these investors and servicers. So how does that kind of end result to us, the ones, you know, the borrowers?
The consumers, yeah. You know, that's a very good question. So you got to realize that at the kind of further back you get, the more you peel back, you know, the layers here and you get to the beating heart of it all, it's all based off of Wall Street, of these investors that are buying these mortgage-backed securities. And you think about it, okay, there's all these mortgage-backed securities that are being sold off to Wall Street, and they all look very similar.
Right? Yeah.
So there's not a lot, especially when you're in the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac category. These loans are all the same, right? So if you think about it, if you have one place that you can go to, let's say you walk into your brick-and-mortar bank, right? They have one rate sheet, right? And they're selling the same thing that I'm selling, the guy down the street selling, and everyone's selling the same thing because it all ends up to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and then it ends up on Wall Street.
Because they dictate how the loan has to be, right?
Exactly. Yeah, okay. They've standardized it, right? Yeah. So they've all said, okay, we want to see X, Y, and Z, and then we'll guarantee it. And if someone's guaranteeing something, that's pretty exciting for people who are investing. So they get really excited, and that's how the mortgage market has been standardized, and where 20% means that you don't have to pay mortgage insurance and all these different rules. It's not because, you know, the president said this is the way it has to be. It's because of these standardized government entities or government-sponsored entities have set up these decisions and what to do. If everyone's selling the same product and it's all ending up the same place, really, what's your decision? Your decision's who I'm going to work with and what are they pulling. If it's all the same product, it's really, okay, can they reach out and go to different rate sheets? Right? Can they find the investor who's willing to do it the cheapest? And also, can I get the advice and expertise that I'm looking for? If you don't want any advice and expertise, then, you know, it's really who's got the lowest loan because it's all the same. The paper at the end, it's all the same.
And then are the fees much different than between those types of loans then or not?
I mean, the fees...
Are those standardized?
The fees aren't standardized, but because it's such a competitive market, the fees are pretty much the same everywhere okay. you go. I mean, you're going to see a few dollars difference, an appraisal fee here to there, or you know, a underwriting fee from here to there. But for the most part, you're looking at a couple thousand dollars for fees. Don't believe anybody that ever says no fees and no costs, because there are always costs. It's just how we cover up those costs. And there's lots of times when that makes lots of sense, but there are costs always.
Got a lot of people who are always saying, oh, here, you know, you should send me business or tell people to go here. I'm like, why? You know, what do you do special or something? Right. And the nice thing for you guys is I've actually seen it with some clients that we've jointly worked with, that you make sure that it's their best interest, that you're actually saying, hey, maybe you should do this or that, or, you know, should you do 15 versus 30? You know, you can answer some of those questions and the pros and cons, because obviously that's when inflation and long-term rates can come into play. You know, and then from my side of things, you know, lots of times people are asking, should I pay, you know, I've got some extra money, you know, I sold some stock or whatever, should I pay down my mortgage or not? Well, if you're paying 4% and we can put you into something that's paying 6.5% and has almost no taxes on it, why don't you go off and earn that money and, you know, and get that the, yeah, get
tax
that,
benefit.
Yeah, get that delta, that difference. Because, yeah, sure, you got money, you know, yeah, you're paying interest on one side, but at least on this other side, you're making more than what you're paying. So, yeah, there's a lot to be thinking about when somebody's looking at a mortgage.
One thing I tell people is all generalizations are wrong, right? Even this one. And so if you have a one-size-fits-all plan, it just doesn't work, especially financially. Everyone has a slightly different situation, whether it's a tax situation, whether it's, you know, investments, it's their risks, you know, a tolerance. All of that needs to be considered, as well as, you know, when you're talking about a home, that's a large part of your budget. And it's your home. That's where you hang your hat. That's where you go to bed. That's where you sit at the dining room table and have dinner. You know, you should really be invested in that and have it in a place where you can sleep at night and feel good about the fact that you're going to be able to afford this home today and for as long as you want to live there.
So if people want to get a free consultation from you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Give us a call. Our phone number, 408-610-3210, 408-610-3210. Again, that's 408-610-3210. They can visit us on the web at o2mtg.com. Again, that's O as in Oscar, the number 2mtg.com.
Well, that's all we have for this week's show, but we'll have you back next month. And you can also find links to their website at wealthcreator.com, wealthcreator.com. And with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. So we've been talking today about how to simplify your retirement plan and how to make that process a little less crazy. So yeah, I just kind of want to recap for the show today for all the listeners, and maybe you didn't catch all the show, but really the first part would be just first and foremost, knowing what you got, right? So figure out where is all those assets. I cannot believe how many times I've met with somebody and say, you know, I'm pretty sure I've got an account with XYZ company that I was with 15, 20 years ago. Well, hopefully you can find it. So that's the tough part. So, you know, first and foremost, you do not want to lose those accounts. So definitely combining accounts is one of the easiest things you can do. So as you leave whatever, you know, 401ks that you have or 403bs, all these different retirement plans, move those into IRAs. It's easy to do. Just takes a phone call usually. Sometimes there's paperwork, but Every time you leave your job and change jobs, just roll that into an IRA. IRAs are way better because then you have access to all sorts of different types of investments, different types of alternatives, guaranteed types of things, everything. If you're leaving the 401k format, it has to be in stocks and bonds only, and typically only in mutual funds and in exchange traded funds, but typically even actually only just mutual funds. So that's one of the things that you want to do is first coordinate those accounts and consolidate those together. Then what you want to do is figure out, okay, how much do I need to be planning? You know, how much do I need on a monthly budget? Figuring out those things, not just now, but also retirement. And then if you're in that retirement red zone, that 5 to 10 year time frame out before retiring, what are you doing to change that money from being accumulation based to payout based? So, you know, when you're working for 20, 30, 40 years, all you've been doing is putting the money away. But when you get close to retiring 5 or 10 years out, that's when you need to be shifting those assets into stuff that's going to be there for the rest of your life, stuff that's going to start paying income, because it's really just points on the scoreboard unless you actually can turn it into real dollars. And so that's all you really care about. Having the largest 401k doesn't matter. It's how much can you get out of that 401k, right, after taxes. So that's what we really want to focus on, is how do you get that money, you know, pulled out in an efficient manner. So the other kind of diversification, not obviously you want to talk about, you know, asset class investing, you know, large and small company stocks and growth versus value, all those types of issues. But the other type of diversification is the different types of money. So what you want to do is you want to have some foundational assets, some money that's liquid and guaranteed. You want to have some money that's guaranteed for the rest of your life. When we're talking about this whole process, we call it the blueprint to worry less wealth. What we do for our clients and we can do for you is, you know, you come in, you visit with us. We just find out what's going on, find out where you're at. And then we have another meeting, which we call the strategy meeting. And in that meeting, what we're going to do is we're going to look at developing that full income plan, showing you what track record you're on and, you know, where you're headed. And then we're going to look at the investment plan. What's the stress test? How will that look going forward? Then we're going to look at taxes, healthcare, legacy, and all five of those areas. And once we come up with that, that is the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's something we will show you at that second meeting. If you want to take advantage of the suggestions we're making, then obviously we can become clients then and talk more about that. If not, hey, at least you learned a lot. You got some great data. So if that's something you'd like to take advantage of for you and your family, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. If you want to be your financial hero, 408-297-9800. Or you can find us anytime at wealthcreator.com. You can always find us online at wealthcreator.com or the podcast of these shows on iTunes or also on wealthcreator.com.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.